Hello, and welcome to another edition of the LinuxQuestions.org podcast. This will just be a quick podcast for your weekend listening pleasure. First, in LQ news, a reminder that the location for the podcasts have moved. If you're not sure where you're getting the podcast from, please check your aggregator and make sure the URL is not jeremy.linuxquestions.org. If it is, make sure to go to lqradio.org to find the new feed. I'll be posting these at both sites for probably the duration of February, but after that, only the new feed will contain the podcast. We've gotten some great feedback on the new audio setup, and the consensus is that the sound is a little bit better. We are continuing to work to improve that, though, and are open to any feedback or suggestions that you may have. We are still working on the intro for the podcast. You'll notice that we're still using the Freedom snippet that is only temporary, and I hope to have that new intro for you very soon now. You should also notice that we do have the new logo up at lqradio.org. When you get a chance, check it out and let us know what you think. We've also decided on a tagline for LQ Radio: open talk about open source. I think this fits in very well with what we're trying to do with the show, and we look forward to bringing you the first show. On that note, we're still working out some of the technical issues for LQ Radio. I spent well over an hour, I'd say, the other day working on it with MC9, one of the LQ mods that will be on the show, and there's just a couple glitches that we hadn't anticipated. But we will work through those, and the first show is still on schedule for the beginning of February. Moving on, I'm happy to announce that LinuxQuestions.org now has an official bug tracker. You can go to bugs.linuxquestions.org, both to report bugs and to make feature requests. This will allow you to better track your requests and will help us aggregate all the great feedback that we get. I also have two random LQ-related stats for you today. LQ-ISO, located at lqiso.org, has now served over 400,000 ISO downloads. Next time you need to download your favorite distribution, make sure to check out LQ-ISO. Also, the LQ Wiki now has over 2,100 articles. Of course, we're still looking for more, so if you'd like to contribute, go to lqwiki.org and help out. Moving on to some general Linux news. In one of its first major hardware moves since dumping its PC division, IBM has now released a Linux-only Power5-based server. The two-processor OpenPower 710 was posted briefly on the IBM site, but was pulled after an article was posted on the Register. IBM has offered Linux on some of its Power-based servers before, but this is the first Linux-only model to my knowledge. The OpenPower 710 appears to be lacking some of the bells and whistles found in the higher-end models that currently run IAX, so this should allow them to protect the high-end, more expensive high-end models while still allowing them to compete with Intel and AMD. And if anyone from IBM is listening, we'd be happy to demo one of these for LinuxQuestions.org. In other news, in an article posted to Slashdot entitled, "Does Microsoft Lower Software Prices?" I don't think it takes an economist to say that the answer is no. First, you have to look at the way markets work. The first to market has a high R&D cost and a small number of clients in its nascent market. Prices are high, and the number of competitors are low. This is not a place that Microsoft typically competes, though. As a market grows in size, prices naturally decrease as the economies of scale kick in and the number of competitors increase. There is then a point that the market becomes large enough that is interesting to Microsoft. Typically, they release a product that is not as good as the best of what's out there, but is both good enough and cheap. So, the correlation in the article is a reflection of standard Microsoft operating procedure more than anything else, and it's a procedure that they clearly have down very well. Remember, just because two data points correlate doesn't mean that one has caused the other. That's it for today, but thanks for listening, and stay tuned.